Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Sundberg.
My pleasure, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
A Swine Health Information Center working group struck to review UVC best practices for bioexclusion on farm has issued a report. First of all, what is UVC lighting? And what is its potential use or role in terms of improving biosecurity on the farm?
Well, UVC is ultraviolet light. It's a set of wavelengths that are labeled as C. There's different wavelengths of ultraviolet light, different groupings. There's a UVA, UVB, and UVC. So ultraviolet light C is a specific wavelength that is being used in the industry, in the pork industry, and other industries as well, in medical fields, all around, as a disinfectant, as a measure of germicidal protection. So one of the things that we know that's going on the farm is that there have been more and more facilities, more and more producers are putting in ultraviolet chambers as a biosecurity measure on their farm. Put those ultraviolet chambers in, and then things that come onto the farm can go through those and turn on the ultraviolet light. It helps to disinfect the surface, and then you pass it on in. And it's a way to ensure to help with biosecurity on the farm. What this project is specifically is we know that there are a variety of different materials out there, but we think that more so even than the different types of technical lights there are and facilities there are, whether they're boxes or rooms or whatever they are, that we want to make sure that people have the lines on the side of the road, if you will, and have some guidelines about their use. Because that's a very important thing. If you're going to use these, they need to be used correctly. And that includes using them, setting up the chamber. It includes keeping them clean. It includes the expectations for what you're going to do, even for safety precautions for using these. And we want to make sure that people have good information about those guidelines and those best practices as they go to put these things in as a biosecurity measure on the farm.
What do we know about the effectiveness of UVC lighting in improving biocontainment with what types of pathogens, and what more needs to be learned and why?
Yeah, truthfully, we don't know a lot about the wavelengths for a lot of different pathogens. We do know wavelengths and disinfection wavelengths, germicidal wavelengths for certain pathogens, for PERS, for PED, and those foot and mouth disease, those types of viruses. But there's little that's known about the effects on other viruses. We have to extrapolate from those. But at least it's a starting place. So we do know that it's effective against PERS. We know it's effective against PED. We know it's effective against foot and mouth disease. And then we extrapolate the time and the exposure from there. One of the most important things to remember in the use of this type of biosecurity technique is that it is a light. And it will help disinfect the surface of anything that the light hits on the surface. It doesn't penetrate into the material, as well as it doesn't, it isn't effective if there's a shadow. So piling things on top of each other, for example, in the UVC chambers isn't going to be very effective because there's going to be shadows. And those are the types of things that we want to make sure we bring to people's attention so they don't have a false sense of security and think, well, we can just put these in there, pass them through, and we'll be okay. We want to make sure that people are aware of the way to use them correctly because the material, the technical specifications of the chambers may be very well and may not be a problem, but we want to make sure that people understand how to use them correctly in order to be efficient at that biosecurity step.
When considering the use of UVC lighting for biocontainment. What do producers need to keep in mind and why?
Well, they keep in mind the limitations. Let's start with that. The limitations of lighting and the limitations of penetration and what you can expect with a UVC disinfection chamber. The other things, though, that we're suggesting that they need to keep in mind are the technical specifications for whatever they are going to implement, whatever they're going to put into place. 150 to 190 millijoules per square centimeter, which is technical, but it's in the paper, and it will help people to understand to match up with the equipment that they're considering to put into place or to buy. The other things that are important are not just the lighting itself, but it's the light by the time. The UVC light and the effect that it has with the wavelength is also a factor of time. And there's got to be a certain amount of time that's implemented with the light. They have to be maintained as the chambers. They have to be clean. They have to make sure that there's an awareness of the types of materials you can put in and the effects on those types of materials. And then I think lastly, we include in the guidelines and the best practices about training and safety for people if they're going to put these things in, because you want to make sure that there aren't any issues for human health as these are used as well.
How can anyone interested get more information?
There's two things. One is we have published a fact sheet that's kind of a Cliff's Notes cheat sheet, if you will, of the report. It's a two-page report that boils it down just to the bullet points, and that's available on the Swine Health website, the swinehealth.org address for the information center's website. The other thing that is also available on there is the full report. So if somebody wants to know more about the wavelengths and the different wavelengths that are used and the time that it takes to affect them and that kind of detail, the whole report is there. And I think that's a very good resource for people if they're looking for specific technical information. The fact sheet is going to be very usable as let's review this on the farm and let's make sure we're doing things correctly. And then the full report will dive deeper into all of the issues that are presented on the fact sheet.
And is there anything you'd like to add?
I'm excited. Dr. Daryl Holtkamp at Iowa State University helped to bring these experts together to author this. I think I'm really excited about the opportunity to present it, to offer it to the pork industry. As I said, kind of put the guidelines, the lines on the side of the road to keep people inside, because I think that this could be a very important piece of biosecurity on the farm, whether we're talking about PRRS, PED, but especially when you're looking at foot and mouth disease, virus, at other foreign animal disease viruses, all those different types of things. Implementing those types of biosecurity practices on the farm is extremely important, and I think this is going to help to harden the biosecurity for the North American pork industry.
Thank you very much.
It's been my pleasure, Bruce. It's always nice to visit with you.
Our guest has been Dr. Paul Sundberg, the Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.